5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Gen Xers, I'm afraid it's gone now, and it is time to honor it and say goodbye. Never again will you hear this sound when you are trying to dial up internet. It still hurts. Bring it down. Bring it down. I can't take it.
It's the end of an era. Do you remember, like, where you were the first time you heard that sound?
I absolutely do. Well, AOL announced a couple of days ago that their dial-up internet service is shutting down. Abby, do you even know that sound?
Yes, no, it was so dramatic. And for what? Because you could always connect to the internet, but it'd always give you a hard time and scream about it. Like, it was going to get you to the internet, but it wasn't going to be happy about it.
So, yes, I do remember. And then we'll go into some, we'll walk down memory lane for a second here. But yeah, Stacy and I had an apartment in Alexandria, Virginia, and I had a little itty-bitty office set up in our, like, studio apartment in the right corner of our living room, and that's where I did my work. And every day I had to sign on to AOL and get into my AIM, get into my messages, And every single time I had to use that, so I was on it all the time. And whenever she had to make a call, I think I remember I had to sign off, didn't I?
Yeah. Somebody couldn't be on the phone and on the internet at the same time. So do you remember your username? Because I remember mine.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
Okay.
It was the same as my vanity license plate.
You had a... What? You paid extra for a vanity license plate? What?
It's going to get worse.
How have I known you for 14 years and I'm just finding out that you had a vanity license plate? That is so ick.
That matched my AOL screen name.
Oh, my God.
It's going to get worse. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'll just spell it for you. Oh, I don't even want to.
He's so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. Okay, I'm going to spell it.
Okay.
Remember, I was doing morning radio, as I am now.
Oh, my God.
M-A-K-U-L-A-F.
Make you laugh?
I'm so incredibly embarrassed.
How did you ever get laid?
I don't know. I really... I don't know. I don't
know. Okay, mine is not nearly as bad now. Oh, my God.
If you guys want to call up right now, if you got time and you want to share, like, your embarrassing screen name back in the day, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, that'd be fun.
I don't know if I could look at you the same way anymore.
That's why in all these years that we've been working together, I have never brought it up.
You have never mentioned that make you laugh.
Might have had two Fs, actually.
Yeah, that tracks. Somehow that's worse.
It is.
Yeah. Are, yeah.
So we had a computer room in the house, and it was just like a random room with the family computer in it. And that's where you would go, and you would hear that dial-up, and then mom would come in because she needed to call some, like, cousin, uncle, aunt, friend to gossip about, like, whatever. So then you'd have to, or somebody would pick up the phone, and it would kick you off. So mine was not nearly as bad as yours. Daisy04, DAZEEY04.
Sure.
But the time we used it the most for the AIM and the messengers and then the chat rooms and stuff like that, I would go spend the night at Sherry Hamlin's house in middle school because her parents did not watch us at all. And she had a hot tub. So we would hang out in the hot tub, and then we would go to her room, and we'd like dial up, and you'd hear that sound, and we'd log on, and we'd go into chat rooms, and we would chat with men, and oh yeah. And then we would get like so giddy. I think I printed out some of the correspondence so I could keep it like as a diary, but
which could have been evidence.
Yeah.
Some call it a diary, some call it evidence.
Yeah. And so, but those were like my fondest memories of AOL. But my God, Herbert Weiss.
Oh, I got another one for you also. The calls are coming in to make it sound even better. But my former, whose name was Tiffany, when she was like 13 years old, was online also. And because her name was Tiffany and her parents, when they were driving, she would see Jiffy Lubes all over the place.
No, she didn't.
At 13
no.
years old, used Tiffy Lube.
No.
It was innocent. She just didn't know.
She had no clue.
She had no clue.
Yes.
Hey, Miranda, thank you for calling. Your ridiculous screen name back in the day.
Baby got a booty.
Baby got a booty.
Miranda, how old were you when you came up with Baby Got a Booty?
Probably 12.
Oh my God. Baby got a booty at 12 years old.
Man. I mean, you did.
Thank you for calling. Emily, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. If you want to be.
Emily.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Hey.
Burt, just to make you feel better, mine was actually Love to Laugh.
Love to Laugh. Oh, we should have been driving side by side on the road.
We
could have organized the carpool.
Like, if you guys would have ended up in the same chat room, like, that could have been destiny for Make You Laugh and Love to Laugh.
So, just walking down memory lane here, and I'm reading from this article. It was back in the 90s. Remember, it was America Online at first, and they shortened it to AOL in 2006. Yeah, you would sign on and hear this again. I'm not playing it in its entirety. That's good. That was also the sound of the fax machine, wasn't it?
Similar. Not quite the same, but similar.
And then do you remember the online CDs?
Oh, yeah.
So they came to you in the mail. They were a CD, and you got a certain amount of hours, like 100 free hours, and then you had to purchase it, right?
Mm-hmm. You had to pay for access to the internet.
You had to pay for it, and this was the statistic that kind of blew me away. They've canceled it now, so it's not around, but 160,000 Americans were still using dial-up in 2023. About 0.1% of internet connections. I didn't realize there was anybody.
I had no idea it was still a thing.
If I had to sign onto the internet every single day still using that, I would never get onto the internet.
Oh my God, no. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
It's terrible, but AOL, dial-up, he's gone.
See you later. Never.
The Burt Show.
I have a moral question for us to chew on here. When it comes to plastic surgery, Cassie, get in on this, okay? So I had some random thoughts the other day. You know, we were talking about Kylie Jenner. People are praising her lately.
Yeah, people are really praising Kylie Jenner for kind of being the first Kardashian to be like really, really open about their plastic surgery. Normally, like they'll say things, well, I just got filler, I didn't get any plastic surgery. Whereas recently a TikToker asked Kylie for her exact boob job formula, and she not only responded with the size of her implants, she said where the implants got put in. It's like half under the muscle, whatever that means. And she even told us where she got her plastic surgery done with a guy named Dr. Garth Fisher, who I have heard has received an obscene amount of requests for the Kylie Jenner special.
I can only imagine. Sure. Garth is Garth was already living a good life. If he was doing plastic surgery on a Kardashian, now he's living an even better life.
I appreciate it. I think it was yesterday he came out and he said the same thing. Kristen said, hey, ho, pump the brakes. I want your money, but all bodies are different. So what works for Kylie is not going to work for you. Not here nor there. So I sent you guys a link to a People magazine article. Now, Kylie has been very open about her surgery, but take a look at her picture before all of her surgery and what she looks like now.
Yeah, I've seen this a million times. I mean, it's very obvious that something was done.
Right. She's not an unattractive woman, but she doesn't look like the current Kylie Jenner.
Oh, no, she looks like a completely different person.
Very, very different. Oh. I mean, it's obvious work was done.
Right.
So, my favorite is when they take the Kardashian photos of what they used to look like and then age them as to what they would look like now if they hadn't got anything done.
Right.
That is fascinating.
All right, so there's no escaping for Kylie, like when she starts dating somebody, what she used to look like and what she looks like now. Here is my question for you guys, right? Let's take Kylie out of it and just say she's, I don't know, Kylie Jones, okay? And she starts dating a guy, and they get very, very serious. They are starting to talk about getting engaged. Then they get married, or they're about to get married. Does she have a moral obligation before she gets married, and they've already talked about having kids, to tell him and show him what she looked like prior to getting all of this plastic surgery done, so he has a better grip on what these kids, them kids, might look like if they have children?
Please tell me you're joking.
No,
I'm
he's
not joking.
A man sued his wife over this.
That was a
kidding.
Hoax.
Was it a hoax?
Yeah, it was on credible news sites, so you're not wrong, but they later went and backtracked. It was a Chinese man, and they said that he won for $120,000 after the birth of his daughter, but it was later confirmed to be a hoax.
Let's play it out, though. Right. Do you have a moral obligation? And I thought, look, I was looking yesterday for the male equivalent, and let's just say as sort of an extrapolation, a very extraordinary example. As a guy that's 5'4" myself, that four is very important there, and I almost left it off. As a guy that's 5'4", let's say I went for that very exotic leg lengthening surgery. And by the time I got done healing, I was nearly 6 feet tall. Women are all over me, right? So before and then somebody falls in love with me and we are talking about having kids and we are talking about our future together. Do I have a moral obligation to say to her, I just want to let you know my real height is 5'4"?
I guess my thing is, if you were really going to be with someone and get married to them, I would just expect those conversations to have come up. And if, well, here's the thing, and it's not even the fact that you got that surgery. I would be upset that you didn't trust me enough to really put your full self out there, and I would feel like I didn't know you and wonder what else you were hiding. It's not so much the fact that you don't look the same and that you got the surgery. It's that you lied to me about it for this extent, and I was about to marry someone I didn't know.
It also feels like a breeding question. Like, it feels like I'm shopping for a dog and I'm looking for certain certain traits or qualities in these dogs. If I'm going to have kids with somebody I love, I would hope that the last thing on my mind is, how are these kids coming out? Unless it has something to do with their health or a genetic predisposition I might need to know about. I would hope as a mom, their height or the way their face looks is the last thing on my mind.
I'm wondering if we're being very PC here, because the heightening question would be really kind of targeted at you. You have said that, you know what, your preference, just not short guys, right? So you fall in love with a guy that's 5'11", 6', 6'2", or whatever, and he tells you, just want to let you know, our kids are going to be teeny, because you're teeny too, and he's 5'4". That doesn't change things for you?
No, because the reason women like tall guys is because it's like a romantic attraction or a romantic connection. I could care less if my kids come out 5'1", 5'2", 5'3", because those are going to be my kids. And I'd like to think I'm not particularly PC about most things. For me, when it comes to having kids, I feel like that needs to be the most selfless thing you ever do. It needs to be an overflow of the love you have for the other person. And if that, if the person I'm getting married to decided to have height lengthening surgery, then that's for them to decide. But I don't think it would implicate how I would feel about our kids together.
No. It wouldn't implicate how you feel about your child. You're going to love your child regardless. It's going to change how you feel about your spouse, because you know the hurdles that short men have in the dating world. So he did this, didn't tell you. And no, you're going to love your child regardless. Absolutely. But now he might have a harder time dating because he's shorter and your husband wasn't honest because he had the leg lengthening surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what you're getting at?
I'm not getting at anything. I just wanted to throw it at you guys.
I'm with Cassie. I just think all that stuff, like, you know, it feels like a full disclosure kind of thing. I don't know why you wouldn't have shared that, because you're going to like see it just because I don't think it's weird. I don't think it should be a big deal, but I think it should be shared.
Like, I think as a general rule, dudes are more superficial than women are.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if guys are being honest, if they're dating what they consider to be a completely and total hottie, right? That when she shows you what she really looks like, I think that he probably has an obligation to not look like an a-hole and go, oh, it doesn't matter to me, honey. But I wonder if he really judges that.
Of course. I think anyone would. I mean, that's why people get plastic surgery, and everyone has their own biases and what they like and what they don't like. So I think they would. The big thing for me is, if you are going to have kids, let's say like you had a defining feature that got you bullied. Like, I knew someone who had their ears pinned because they stuck out,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have kids. I want to know
mm-hmm.
that is something I need to be prepared for with my child.
Right.
It's not going to change
yeah.
me wanting to have kids and being in love with you, but I'm going to be mad if we have a kid and they've got something they're going to be bullied over, and I wasn't prepared to like deal with that. And I still have a few years before they get into school, but I want to be the best mom possible for my kid. And you've withheld information that could be damaging to my child.
Mm.
And now I'm mad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that all of that makes total
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, I like that explanation more than, yeah, I need to tell my husband that I used to have a busted nose because our daughter might not be hot enough. What an odd thing to consider. That my husband might not be attracted to our daughter. Like, that's so bizarre to think about.
But with your nose job,
uh-huh.
you generally look like the same person.
I think I look a little different. I look fairly different.
You look more similar to Abby than Kylie Jenner looks to Kylie Jenner.
For sure. Okay. For sure.
That's the thing with your nose. Like, because I've seen the before and after. And yes, it is different. But not so much. I mean, the dudes in here didn't even notice. Like, that is not something I would feel.
Right.
I would disclose because they were my partner. But I wouldn't feel like you had to disclose, because I don't know if you ever got bullied for your nose. But to me, your nose looked fine.
No, I mean, I never got bullied for it, but yeah. the whole ear thing makes yeah. sense to me. Like, our kid might be bullied for this. That's something I went through. Mm-hmm. That's you sharing a personal experience. Kylie Jenner, I mean, he's going to know. Timothée Chalamet is going to know what she looks like, because you can't get rid right. of these photos right. from the internet. But I don't know. There is something a little icky about being like, you weren't as hot before. See, I need yeah. to know now.
Yeah, it does reek of like, if you weren't hot before, I don't want to have kids with you, because then our kids aren't going to be
hot. That's what I'm hearing.
That's the vibe.
And I'm
yeah.
getting the ick.
Yes.
If I'm being honest with you.
As you should.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. yeah. I'm glad we're just on the same page about that.
Yeah.
Hey, The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're Kristen is desperate, but wondering if the same kind of anxiety and want that she needs right now is the same as how guys handle it.
Yeah, so this thought popped into my head. I am in desperate need of a girls' weekend, right? When we talk about life balance and can you have it all, one place where I'm lagging in my personal life is maintaining my friendships with my girlfriends. And I just got to spend the afternoon with a dear friend, and it feeds my soul. Like, it is necessary. I am so excited to have brunch with another girlfriend. Dude, we live in the same city, but we are both so busy. It's been months since we've seen each other. And we finally were like, we are putting something on the calendar. We are having brunch. Mm-hmm. We are doing this. And so far, so good. Like, nothing's happened yet that it needs to get canceled. And so I'm sitting here wondering, I'm like, do dudes feel the same way about their guy friends? Like, you have this just insatiable need to be in their presence and to no men, no kids, just one-on-one time with your girlies, right?
Nope.
Because I got this like ball rolling in my head. John B. Christ on Instagram has this portion of his stand-up, which is about women needing to get away. And this is kind of what got that ball rolling. Like, yeah, man, we do. Like, we're really adamant about that. But I can't ever remember one time my husband needing or wanting the same thing.
I notice that women are always trying to get away. They're always trying to get away, aren't they? Women, y'all, where are y'all going? You're always trying to, we need a night, we need a trip, we need a weekend. Where are y'all going? We've had a tough week. It's Tuesday. What's going on at the house? Women love getting away. Fellas, have you ever wanted to get away? Fellas, never. My buddy's like, John, you want to go on a men's only camping trip? I was like, no. There's no women there. There's no pillowcases, no sheets. But women, y'all can, dude, you can't even say the word women's retreat and it's already sold out. Just women's retreat, sold out.
I don't know that it's, my opinion is entirely fair and very a very good representation of guys. Because I know plenty of guys that want to go with their dudes. We want to go to Vegas. They want to go hunting. They just want it to be guy. This weekend, I am going to Bristol to watch the Braves with my best friend, one of my best friends, Joel.
Saturdays are for the boys.
Saturdays are for the boys. Are they though? Because Amanda was supposed to go and backed out. So my backup plan was Joel, and I'm glad it's happening. But do I need time away with guys? Not really. I can do that in a dinner. But certainly not like an entire, that's just me. I need my time away by myself, but with other guys, not necessarily.
Cause like I literally spent the entire afternoon with Brittany the other day, and we still didn't get to everything. Like, there's so much to download when you have like this huge swath of time in between being able to like have a conversation. And it's so hard to have a conversation these days between work and a young kid, because for whatever reason, when you get on the phone, the kid's like, mom,
mom. I told Amanda the other day, you need to change your name for 1 week so he can't say mom.
You know, there was a woman online who got one of those counter clickers and clicked it every time she heard the word mom, and it was like over 100 by the time it was like 10 a.m. Low-key want to do that.
See, I think your relationships are so much different in that when you go away for the weekend, you are really going to get intimate with your girlfriends. You guys are going to talk about everything, talk about everything that's going on in your life, talk about feelings, talk about this, talk about what's going on in the world. Dudes are silent. We get together with each other. Joel and I will watch this baseball game. We will say four things to each other probably in the 9 innings. We'll hang out. We'll go drinking before the game and after the game. Not a lot of dialogue. No. We're just in each other's presence.
And for my girls' trip, if we don't end up on the bathroom floor drunk crying, it wasn't a good girl trip.
I wonder, too, like, so I don't think I crave it as much, but when I do it, I leave and I'm like, oh, my God, I did not realize how much I needed that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that happened. Is that similar for dudes? Like, after your hangout session, you're like, man, I'm really glad that happened. Like, I didn't realize that filled something in me.
I will tell you this, that I can get that in an hour or two with my dudes. And I think that maybe is why a lot of guys play golf together also. Mm. Maybe you need that 4 hours together while you're playing a sport. You're still kicking back and drinking beers. Yet you are, like, touching upon business and things that are going on in your life. So I don't know that I'm a good representation for a conversation like this.
I almost wonder if it's a generational thing, because I was out for a walk yesterday and I witnessed the most beautiful act of boyhood ever. I was out for a walk and the park that I walk at has a golf course. And so there's always guys that are leaving in big groups where they're in their big buddy groups. And there were these two guys that I passed yesterday, and one of them was getting in their car and the other was like, "Love you, man. Drive safe." So I almost wonder if Gen Z and like the younger millennials, the men are a little bit more not feminine in how they act, but maybe they have more close relationships because they're more comfortable expressing vulnerability.
I need to know what part of the city that was in, because I have hunches.
No, I'm telling you, if I was going to make an observation based off of vibes and stereotypes, those look like two straight boys who were hitting golf balls together and they were just saying, "Love you, man. Drive safe."
I do feel like the younger generation, and this is not to slam boomers or even older Gen X, I do feel the newer generation, younger generation rather, is a little more emotionally intelligent, a little more in touch and in tune with their emotions.
Yes, and they can share those with each other online and in texts rather than face-to-face. Because that's what the younger generation does.
Except for the guys at the golf course.
I shed a tear.
I will absolutely tell Joel this weekend that I love him at some point. And when I leave, when I'm in San Diego or John's here, we'll say I love you to each other quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only guy.
Drive safe.
That's it. And drive safe.
Don't forget that one.
Let's help our producer, Messy Mikey, before he makes the worst decision of his life.
What?
The worst decision of your life. You don't even realize the bad decision that you are about to make. You have a dream, and it's the dream of a lot of people at some point or another, because it sounds so romantic, but I don't think most people realize what a drag this really is.
It's a nightmare.
I don't think you realize how good my ideas are. Okay. how different and special this is.
I will agree with you that I don't know how good your ideas are. Okay, what do you got?
I had one of my epiphanies, and whenever I'm sitting there pondering by myself, usually my brain goes back to, what are you going to do with your life? You got to figure this thing out.
We have all been asking that question about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and there it is. The light bulb, it popped up, and I realize I'm going to be my own man. I'm going to open my own bar.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to buy a drink there.
Hey, thanks.
On. He's only going to serve Miller High Life.
Just kidding.
I'm a big fan of the High Life. Champagne of beers, baby.
I am a fan of beers.
I am a big fan of following your dreams and your ideas, but I am also a fan of doing your research on it. So if you have ever opened up a bar or a restaurant and you had the same wanderlust that Messy Mikey has here also, because it does, every time I go on a beach vacation and I'm on the sand at one of those beach bars and everybody's having a great time, I'm always like, you know, I am opening myself up a beach bar right in the middle of Atlanta. if you have ever opened up a restaurant or a bar and you had this idea, let Messy Mikey here know at least what he is in for if he really does pull the trigger on this dream. 1-855-BIRCHOW. The things we don't see that you guys go through.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for that, can I tell you my ideas?
Please,
because this
do.
Might change your mind.
That's what I wanted to ask as you were pondering. Like, what does it look like?
I love your idea. I just want you to be prepared.
You don't even know my idea.
I know that you want to do a bar, and that's all I care about.
All right, here we go.
All I care about is your happiness.
Okay, here's the pitch. Mm-hmm. It's called Mikey J's Roadhouse.
Okay.
Two floors. There's no stairs, only escalators, slides, and ladders. Okay?
That is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Fun right off the bat, right?
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Here's my big idea. It's called Guess the Song for Free Beer. Whenever you walk in, you get a punch card. Oh, yeah. A big part of this idea is it's all a ploy for me to be able to play my own music all night. Okay. And people have to listen to it.
Okay.
If you guess 8 songs, you get a free beer.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Nice promotion.
All right. Mean lady bartenders. I'm not that into it, but a lot of people like that, so we'll provide that.
Okay, like a Dick's Last Resort type deal.
Not that mean, but just kind of rude and off-putting.
Okay. Ooh, all right.
Perfect. Yeah. I want to be hired.
food made to order. Whenever I say that, like, you can get a handful of goldfish or you can buy a whole carton for the table.
I kind of like that idea.
The only lights in the joint are neon. low maximum capacity. I think maybe 25 people max. That way you always know that this bar is not going to be packed and you will have a spot at the bar and it's going to be good.
I love that.
How's that?
Can I tell you that when my son and I were lucky enough to go to Japan a couple of years ago, they have these little itty bars, bitty bars right next to each other and they only hold like 12 people each. It's fantastic.
Genius.
How do you make money that way?
You get heavy drinkers
in there.
Because
that's an American concept.
No fancy beer, of course. We'll serve all the light beers. Like, it doesn't just have to be Miller Lite, but none of this fancy nonsense. Mm-hmm. People are sick of it. No rustic nonsense either.
So you're not going to have a specialty menu.
No, it's the classics.
Where your bartender's back there and he's mixing up things with bubbles and...
No.
Okay.
This is not craft beer.
If you want liquor, it's Sprite and vodka or Jack and Coke.
Okay.
Bush Light, Natty Light, Miller Lite.
Bud Light,
Coors Light,
Frio.
Okay, and people are buying into your dream because I'm getting no calls from people going, "Don't do it." Okay,
I want them over.
All right.
Here's a big one: comfortable chairs. More benches. Stop with the benches.
Amen, brother.
We're gonna have recliners. We're gonna have couches. We're gonna have swings. Oh boy, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Okay,
I'm curious. Out the gate, you said there's gonna be no stairs, just an escalator, a slide, or a ladder. Ladder. Okay, but if this is a bar for only 25 people, why do you need two levels?
Fun on top, fun on bottom.
Okay.
You pick which one you want.
I've said that for the longest time, and I believe that to be true. How about a pull rope also? You know, like they have at ski resorts, if you're like just going on the training hill where it actually pulls you up, you can do that up to the second
floor. I like that. I'll take you one further. We're going to have a pulley system for humans.
I love it, Mikey.
You should have a quick down from second to first floor. You should get a fireman's pole.
I was thinking fireman's pole too. Bit of a liability, but we're talking about a fun time here.
I mean, if we are throwing all the legalities out of it and all of the problems you are clearly going to have getting any kind of certification for your bar and any reality, it sounds like a dream.
Yeah,
because drunks on escalators, that's not a liability.
Escalator's the dangerous one?
You should just call the place liability.
I have to know now because you're calling it Mikey J's Roadhouse. So is J the first letter of your middle name?
It is.
What is your middle name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
My dad always said Mikey's a J of a J of a J, J, J. Also, last idea, way too many tables. You always need more tables. We have way too many.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
right.
Good.
I'm. You know what? I would love to be the first patron at your bar.
All right. Okay. See ya. Turn them around.
We'll do
it.
The show from there.
Hey, okay. All right.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.